This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for January 3rd, 2022. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Visit MarketsWiki Education for videos from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. Welcome to the year 2022, the year in which the dystopian movie Soylent Green was set. The movie starring Charlton Heston is not one to watch on an empty stomach. The NFA sent out an email notice saying that they really did send out an email from NFA agent at proxyagent.com with information regarding NFA's election for a CPO/CTA representative on NFA's board of directors. This was not spam or other internet hijinks. New York has a new mayor and police commissioner, and Manhattan has a new district attorney. Eric Adams was sworn in as mayor, and Kishant L. Sewell took the oath to become New York's first female police commissioner. Alvin Bragg was sworn in as Manhattan DA, replacing Cyrus Vance Jr., who served 12 years in the office. New York also has a new daily record for the most new COVID-19 cases, with 85,476 cases reported on Saturday. Welcome to the Big Apple. According to Mark Shore's LinkedIn update, he has been promoted to executive director at DePaul University. He became a clinical professor of finance in September 2021, shedding the title of adjunct professor that he held since 2011. He is a doctoral candidate at DePaul's Charles H. Kelstadt Graduate School of Business for the class of 2022. The title of his dissertation is Large Hedge Funds versus Small Hedge Funds. Is Asset Size and Allocation Variable to Consider? It was deja vu for Microsoft as the year's end brought visions of Y2K when an exchange email problem caused emails to be stuck. The International Federation of Journalists, IFJ, reported that 45 journalists were killed doing their jobs in 2021, down from 65 during 2020. This is the lowest number of deaths per year the IFJ has ever recorded, Axios reported. Tomorrow, your old BlackBerry will no longer work, CNN reported. BlackBerry is ending its support for the once popular devices running the BlackBerry 10 7.0 OS and earlier. All of its older devices not running on the Android software will no longer be able to send texts, use data, or access the internet, or even make a telephone call. But they do make a good paperweight. CBOE Global Markets has launched its CBOE Empowers Scholar Program, part of the CBOE Empowers Community Engagement Program announced in June. The Scholars Program will fully fund 5 full-ride scholarships to college for Black or Latinx students from the South and West Sides of Chicago. To qualify for one of the scholarships, students will have to meet all of the following 4 criteria: self-identify as Black, African American, Hispanic, or Latino, be a current high school senior at a Chicago public or private high school, or be a current college undergraduate that graduated from a Chicago public or private high school. 3, plan to enroll as a full-time undergraduate at an accredited 2- or 4-year school in the United States for the whole of the upcoming academic year, and 4, have a minimum grade point average of 2.3 out of 4 or equivalent. The deadline to apply for the scholarship is January 31st, 2022, 3 p.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Stack Commerce, WTF is an NFT. This $20 online course bundle will get you up to speed. Who is Beeple and why is he richer than you? TL:DR. As of January 3rd, you can get all-in-one NFT masterclass for artists and entrepreneurs bundle for just $20. It's valued at $2,200, so that's a whole 98% off. You've surely seen or heard the term NFT by now, whether on social media, a podcast, or even Saturday Night Live. But if you're like most people, you still absolutely no idea what it means. Experts insist NFTs are sticking around, so you might want to figure out, especially if you're an artist or entrepreneur. My comment, I don't need a course to teach me WFT and NFT is at 98% off because my Scamdar is at 1,000%, even if it is just $20. Here's another story about NFTs from the FT. How NFTs became a $40 billion market in 2021, breakout year in which buyers spent almost as much on digital collectibles as traditional art. At the beginning of 2021, only a niche group of crypto enthusiasts knew what non-fungible tokens, NFT, were. But by the end of the year, nearly $41 billion had been spent on NFTs, according to the latest data, making the market for digital artwork and collectibles almost as valuable as the global art market. My comment, $40 billion, WTF? Here's a story from The Guardian. Magic mushroom companies are on the NASDAQ now. That's a recipe for a bad trip. Wall Street and Peter Thiel are all investing in psychedelics, but OxyContin showed the harm profit-hungry corporations can cause with wonder drugs. The new Hulu series Dopestick is a drama reminder of the devastation that has been wrought by the opiate epidemic. Like the book on which it was based, and like other journalism about the OxyContin crisis, the show makes it clear that members of the Sackler family, Purdue, unscrupulous doctors, and the FDA all played part in causing the rampant overprescription of OxyContin. Suddenly, every kind of pain, not only physical but also psychological and social, seemed to have a single answer. OxyContin! Opiates are one of the oldest drugs in the human pharmacopoeia, but OxyContin's new patents made every person in pain a source of easy money for Purdue. This led to a wave of addiction and overdose. When regulators cracked down on legal pills, many people turned to the illicit market, putting them in even greater danger. My comment, I'm not a fan of mushrooms, magic, or any kind. I have a deal with fungus. I don't eat things that are related to things that grow on my feet, and it does not kill me. Here is an editorial from the Financial Times. The world must learn to live with COVID this year. There is a good chance the global impact of coronavirus will ease. Omicron, by far the most contagious coronavirus variant to date, is so rampant around the world that it is easy to feel despondent about the prospects of the pandemic easing, let alone coming to an end in 2022. But there are good reasons to think that COVID-19's toll on global health and its wider social and economic impact could wane this year, if governments and health authorities follow appropriate policies, and if this volatile virus develops in the way that many scientists believe is most likely. My comment, paraphrasing Winston Churchill about the U.S., we will do the right thing eventually when all other possibilities have been exhausted. Here are the top three stories from last Thursday's JLN. Our top story for Thursday, December 30th, 2021, was the New York Times. What's the best book for the past 125 years? We asked readers to decide. It was also the top story Wednesday. Second was Bloomberg's opinion piece, China is running out of water, and that's scary for Asia. Third was another Bloomberg opinion piece, humans evolve to be negative. We can change. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. U.S. Chief Justice says judges need rigorous training on stock trading rules. U.S. federal judges need more rigorous ethics training to ensure they are not hearing disputes in which they have a financial interest, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts said in a year-end report published on Friday, citing a recent Wall Street Journal investigation. The newspaper reported in September that 131 federal judges broke disqualification rules and the Judicial Ethics Code by presiding over cases involving companies in which they or family members own stock. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Billionaires are embracing crypto in case money goes to hell. Brokerage founder Thomas Peterffy says it's prudent to have some crypto, while Ray Dalio views it as alternative to cash. Thomas Peterffy took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal in 2017 warning of the dangers that Bitcoin futures pose to capital markets. These days, the Hungarian-born billionaire is well-versed in crypto speak. Peterffy, worth $25 billion, said it is prudent to have 2-3% of one's personal wealth in cryptocurrencies, just in case fiat currency goes to hell. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The $2 trillion cryptocurrency market is drawing interest from investors, scrutiny from regulators. Here is what you need to know about new efforts to police a lucrative but murky sector. As cryptocurrencies go mainstream, prices for Bitcoin and other digital tokens are often displayed on cable news tickers and finance app as though they were just like regular stocks, bonds, or oil futures. They aren't, and that makes them a challenge for U.S. financial regulators. Oversight of cryptocurrencies, which came into existence in 2009, is spotty. Regulators in the Biden administration are working to clarify rules for a market that roughly tripled in value in 2021 to more than $2 trillion, drawing in millions of American investors and increasing concerns about financial stability. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, why aren't you? Please subscribe at johnlothiannews.com and get a free 90-day trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice, this has been John Lothian. Goodbye.